The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD, or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Menachos Daf Chof Zayin. We have over here a few Mishnayis of the next few dafim of different halakim of one thing, where the chalokim are ma'akvin zeh. There are certain things where you have two chalokim that are part of one mitzvah, one seder avoida, one part of halacha, and they're not ma'akiv. Each part stands for itself. Tzvon shorosh, tzvon shayad, each one could be niskayim by itself. But there are certain things where each act is kishala atzmoy, only a part of a greater whole, and the two chalokim of it are ma'akiv zeh. So the first bunch of things that we have are kodshim, the good things. Siri Yom Kippurim, they're part of one carbon. Shnei Kivsei, that's also the two chalokim of one carbon, even though each one is a separate Maisak Rov. Chalas Makvis, Star Makvin Zezeh, Bezichin, and so on. Bez Mini Menozer, Dal Shabluv, all these are chalokim that go together. In the Mishnah Chof Ches, there seems to be two things that are repeat itself. Shivet Kane Menoira Makvin Zezeh, the seven branches of the Menoira. Rashi says, the apostle says, Vishishakon Yetzim Mitzidel. And the Menorah Atzmo, which is the base of the Menorah, which is the middle, that's the seven. So you need seven in order to be called a Menorah. And then the lighting of the Menorah is Shiva Neiroi Seo Makvin Zezet. The L'chor means that the lighting befoil, not just the, how many parts of the Menorah in the Hadlaka itself. So what we have really is the Yisoid Lagabe, the Tzura of the Menorah and Legabi the Hadlaka. The Tzura of the Menorah is that it has to be B'sheva Neirosel. The Tzura of the Hadlaka is that it also has to be, that all seven have to be lit and all of them are ma'akav each other. Now, the Gemara, in discussing the Tzura of the Menorah, says that there's a chilik. We know that the Menorah had different parts. It was Miksho Achas. It was made of one piece. It wasn't made of different parts of gold. And then welded together. But there's more to the Menorah than also that. There's the what's called, the Gemara makes a cheshbon, the gviel, kaftereo, prochel. And the Gemara cheshbons out that is dafka 22 gviim, the way the Rashi cheshbons out in Chumash and Pashtrum Barichus, 22 gviim, 11 kaftorim, and 9 prochem. We'll see later on that there's a deeper meaning to that also. The Gemara says that all that is only when the menorah was made zov. But the Gemara by us learns out of a pasuk. The Gemara can be, the menorah can be made out of a different mateches, out of a different metal. It has to be made out of metal. But if there's no zov, it can be made and the avodas ha-menorah can be performed from a different mateches. And sure enough, the Mefarshim point out, the Midrashim point out, that that's what happened by the Chashmonoim. They, when they came to menorah, the golden menorah had been looted. Is memela, they were mechadish, they were mechanich, the menorah, the actual hadlokas ner chanukah, that we light of a silver menorah is not so far off, even though there's a lav of making tavnis kol kelov. We make, the menorah that we light has eight branches. The menorah in the Beis HaMikdash had seven. We light for 8 days. Why is it more than the hadlokah? That's the famous kash of the Beis Yosef. That on the one hand, the nest was 7 days. They had enough ner. They had enough shemen for 1 day. So the existential nest was itself of 7 days. We should light for 7 days. But the totality of the nest was 8 days. The 101 different terutzim of how exactly to say that word. That's the famous kashan, the discussion in the Beis Yosef. But the Lamaisa, the Gemara says that they made the menorah out of mateches. And then they upgraded it, so our menorah of silver is not even a total distortion of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, and Lamaisa we make it differently because we make it with eight branches, not with seven. The Gemara says that the Gviim, Kaftorim, and Prochim were not Likuv, and the Mikshah Achas were not Likuv. If it was made of metal, so then it was made of Shar Matochos, so then there's no, those halachas don't apply. And it's still kosher, it's still considered Kli, and it's a klisharis, and you mekayim the mitzvah of hadlokas nechanim, of hadlokas neirois in the Beis HaMikdash. Frek tzachashad, the Gemara asked the question, what about the fact that it has sheva kanim? Or it says it has six plus the one bamta. Why is that also not b'shamatochas? What would be if you would take one branch and you would light that? Would that not be good? The Gemara says that's not called a menorah. Menorah means, by definition, the word menorah means a many-branched lighting. The Gemara uses the word pamoit. Pamoit in Hebrew means a candlestick, which is exactly what it was. Instead of being a candelabra, it would be a candlestick. It would be, instead of a leichter, it would be a single candlestick. That is not called a menorah. So that's partial. The Torah says menorah, it has to be a menorah. The details of what the menorah has to have, the design and how it's designed and what's on the menorah, that not. Now, what was the Gemara's Havamina? The Gemara's Havamina wasn't that you don't have to light seven. Because like we said, there's two separate halachas. There's one halacha that the kli ha-menorah has to be, the sheva ma'akv zezeh. And again, like we're saying, that's dafka by a menorah shel zahav. And that was the Havamina of the Gemara. But there's another din. Like we said, the din is that seven have to be lit. If seven have to be lit, the Havamina would be that you would take seven pamutim, and you would light each one of them, and that would be a key of the Ma'isad Loka. Interesting, would we say that each one is part of one Ma'isa? In which case, who says it can be Mitzar of seven Kelim be called one Ma'isad Loka? Maybe it's called seven Ma'isad Loka. So that's a Nekudal Iyun. Would the Havamina understand that lighting seven Pamutim would be considered one Ma'isad Loka? Would you have to somehow be Mitzarif the basis of that Kli in order to make it into one Kli, but it's not a menorah? It would seem like the Havamina is seven Pamutim. And still it would be considered enough Ma'isad Loka, there would be a key Ma'isad Loka, even though the seven Ama'akvim Zezel, the Chayyad have to be lit as one Ma'isa. What's called it when you're lighting seven as one Ma'isa? Could there be a Havamina that you would light one in the Beis HaMikdash, let's say, if there's no menorah shel Zov? They have to light a menorah shel Shama Tochis. So take a brass candlestick, set it up on one chelik of the Heichel, in another corner of the Heichel, the third and a fourth and a fifth in the middle. Is that one Ma'isad Loka? What would you consider one Ma'isad Loka? When they're lined up next to each other, when there's some type of base being Mitzarif, all of them, what would be the time frame that all of them would have to be lit to be considered one Ma'isad Loka? So anyways, a question. Let's say you light one of seven, if you light one, then you wait 5 minutes. What's the time frame? It's not so clear what the time frame is. Pashtus, you'll say, that the Ma'isad Loka is defined by that which is a concept we've discussed in other shurim, by that which you have the effect. There's the Ma'isad Loka, the same way like we discussed in previous shurim, there's the Ma'isak Torah, and there's the fact that the carbon was Muktar. Maybe we'll say that the Ma'isad Loka doesn't have an exact parameter in terms of time and space, but it has to be nidlak biyachad. Well, again, what would be the shir in that? That's nidlak biyachad. In terms of time, you could say as long as the seven burned together, that would be a kim that lokas ner Chanukah. Reb Chaim is all the richus and sefer that there's no din that the ma'isad loka has to be in the heichal. Theoretically, you could carry it out, carry the menorah out. It could be lit outside, even by a zar, and then brought back in. The part that has to be in the heichal, the part that's in Pashas Tzav, is the Hatova Saneris. Baloscha Saneris, Mulpnei HaMenorah, could very well be that the only part that's makav is the Heichel. Is the part that has to be done, the Heichel, is the Hatova Saneris. Interesting discussion. The Hatova Saneris is in Amtsoi, not for the lighting. But it could be that the Ma'isad Lok is not so much the Ikur of the Mitzvah. The Ikur of the Mitzvah is the Ner Doluk, in which case, as long as the seven are burning together, that would be enough. Again, what's called burning together? An inch apart, a foot apart. If there's a Havamina over here in the Gemara, not Legabi that Loka, but Legabi the Kelim, that B'Sham HaTochis you could light seven. So the Gemara only answers that it has to be one Kli, it's Menorah. Again, the Havamina could be that a three-branched Menorah is also called a Menorah. It's not called a Pamut. So maybe you light one of three, and then one of one, so you'll have a problem with the one. Maybe two, two, and three. What would be the cutoff point for that is not clear in the Gemara. Lefio Emes L'Choyra, one would have to say that it's Kamat Mavur in the Gemara from the fact that the Gemara discusses Bishar Matochois only to make from different Kelim, but the Gemara does not have a meaning of not lighting seven. Well, who says that the seven are Ma'akav Zezeh? Maybe each, like we're saying at Tzad, maybe each lighting, each light is a separate Ma'isad Loka. Maybe seven are not Ma'akav each other. If you only have enough oil for three or four, so light three or four, who says it's Shiva? Shiva Nere Seo Ma'akvin Zezeh. It would seem from the Gemara that since it's understood in the pasuk that Sheven Neir is said, the Tzura of the Menorah, that's Kaveda, that's the Shir Hadlaka. It's not really two different halachas. One, the Maisa Hadlaka. One in the Tzura of the Menorah. They're really one din. And they're all ma'ak of each other because of that. Now the Gemara has a havam, you know, that you could be Mekayim, the Ikuv, they're lighting seven pamut. And that the Gemara says, no. If they're single, candlesticks, it's not a menorah. And the menorah has to be seven. Again, if the menorah has to be seven, that's because the tsura of the kli is seven, and the tsura of the lighting is seven. So the seven, practically, beside the oil and the wicks that you put in and how much you light, are ma'akvin zezah, and the kli of having seven branches, that's also ma'akvin zezah. Well, what's a little bit interesting over here is that this brings to mind a machlokes, the at least the side of the Ramban, where he's arguing on the Rambam. The Ramban is Asogus in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Seh Lamed Gimel, says, he has a machlokes over there with the Rambam. The Rambam holds in Mitzvah Seh Chof that there's a Mitzvah Seh of Vosu L'migdosh V'shachanti B'soicha. Part of that, is that part of the Mishkan is the Kelim. It's part of the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, is include the mitzvah of putting in the Kelim. And the Rambam says the same way the Mishkan, the whole structure is one mitzvah. All the Kelim together are one mitzvah. We'll deal with the Oroin in a few minutes. The Ramban argues, the Ramban says, Bechlal not. The Bayis is a Bayis. That's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi. Building the Kelim, he says, you know, the mitzvah of building the Kelim is, there's a mitzvah to be mad like the menorah. The part of the mitzvah of hadlokas neiros in the Beis HaMikdosh is having a menorah, the lights. So merely you have to build a menorah. Part of the mitzvah, one mitzvah is the korban of lacham haponim. In order to serve the lacham haponim, you have to have a shulchan. And so on. The gabbay the mizbech hazov, you have the k'teres, and the gabbay the all the other, korban instead of brought the other mizbech hakitzoin. Again, the Orin, let's leave over for a minute. So the Rambam, the Ramban are arguing whether the Kelim is part of the Binyan Abayis, or the Kelim are there functionally, the Tzivui of the Kelim is insofar as they're Klei Avoida. What we just said in the Gemara Bayos, the Gabi Sheva Pamutim, Sheva Kanei HaMenorah, Sheva Chalokum of the Maisa HaMenorah, of the Maisa Adloka, that's all one and the same, is Maskei the Ramban. That the whole din of lighting and building the kli is one and the same. The tzivri of building the kli of building a menorah is in order to be kind of hadlokah. So now the hadlokah, the chalokim of the hadlokah that ma'akim zezeh, and the chalokim of the binyan menorah that ma'akim zezeh is really one and the same thing. Now it happens to be, if we're dealing with the machlokes the Rambam, the Ramban will point out that if you look at the mitzvah the way the Rambam brings the mitzvah's chof, shetzivonu livnas beis achir la avoido. But the ikur mitzius, the ikur reality, the ikur tzivui of building a Beis HaMikdash is in order that there should be a makom for kabbonis. Hakrova v'havaras ha'esh, halicha li'le regal kibbutz kol hashana. The structure of the Beis HaMikdash is a makom hakrova. According to the Rambam, the ikur tachlis and tzivui of building a Beis HaMikdash is there should be a makom hakrova. We understand that if there's hakrova z'lachem aponim kitoires. Hadlokas neiros, all those are chalokim of avoida. It's a makom avoida. All those are chalokim of avoida. So all the kelim are part of the bayis. According to the Ramban clearly says in the beginning of Parshas Truma that the ikur tzivui of a makom hamikdash is a makom, like the part of Pesukim described, ne'adti alechem yalakapayres, is to have a makom for ashuras hashchina. For you read as hashchina batachtoinim, and that's the way the Pesukim are described in the Hakomis Hamishkan, the end of Sefer Shmois, in terms of that Shura Sashkina. Not so much in terms of the Avoida. The Rabban then would tell us, well, that's Mavur B'Tayv Tvorov, that the Kelim are not part of the Beis HaMikdash, because the Kelim are not the Mokma Shura Sashkina. The Bayis is the Mokma Shura Sashkina. Well, again, where the Oren plays a role in that, that we'll deal with. If the Bayis itself, the Kelim are Klei Avoida. So, well, the way the Ramban looks at it is that there's the Beis HaMikdosh, and then there's the Avoida that's performed in that Mokoim, so, well, that's part of the Avoida is the mitzvah building the Kelim that facilitate that Avoida. According to the Rambam, the Avoida is the Beis HaMikdosh itself. The Tzivit to build the Beis HaMikdosh is a Mokoim that you can bring Karbonis. The Karbonis that are brought in the other Kelim, Fashteitzach, that's part of the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdosh. Now, it happens to be that one of the classic Mufoshim from the later Rishon, the Tashbitz and Zohar Rukia, says that even though the Rambam does not mention in the mitzvahs asay of Binyan Beis Hamikdash, does not mention the Oroin, he mentions the Shulchan, the Menorah, so on, does not mention the Oroin, it's also Bechlal. But the Brisker Rav brings, b'shem his brother Reb Moshe, that if you medayek b'loshon Rambam, it sounds like the Oroin is not Bechlal. And the reason for that omission would be quite evident. If we're saying that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of building a Beis Hamikdash is a mokum avoidah, the only kli which wasn't used actively in avoidah is the Oroin. The Oroin was there. The fact that dam is, well, let's say the dam of the karbonis of Yom Kippur, let's say the keteris is put over there, that's not called, that's a mokum avoidah. It's not a clay avoidah. It was there, v'ne'ante lecha, and that's the mokum ashor seshkinah, but it's not part of avoidah. So it's not part of binyan beis hamikdash. The Ramban writes clearly that he's counting the Oroin as a separate mitzvah, and that needs some definition. According to Ramban, the Ikur of the Mishkan is the Ikur of the Beis Hamikdash is a Mokem Avoidah. Is a Mokem Ashuras Hashchina. Ashuras Hashchina L'chor B'Ikur is with the Kapoiris, is with the Oroin. Im Kein L'chor, that should be the mitzvah of building Beis Hamikdash itself. What we could say is that the Ramban speaks about this in Parshas Ekev, that the Oroin is Teufis Mokim Kishul Atzmoi as a Mokoim for the Luchos. That means that, so to speak, it's not just a holding on to the Luchos, the physical Luchos. Holding on to the Luchos was the Pshat that that's the source of Torah and Klai Yisrael. There's Dashuas Hashkina Mitzad, the Onon, Sheyored Ala Beis HaMikdash. And by the way, when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, there is no Ashuas Hashkina. But the Oroin, Lamashul, that was Nignaz, that was hidden away, the Oroin still exists. The mitzvah of the Oroin is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmei. That Oroin is put away, and it's a mokim, it's the repository of the source of Torah in Klai Yisrael. All Torah in Klai Yisrael comes from the Nisinus Lux to Moshe Rabbeinu. Not that we learn Torah from the Luchos, but the Oroin as a repository, as a source for Torah, is a separate Indian b'fnei atzmei. That's according to Rambam, a mitzvah b'fnei atzmei. According to the Rambam, the tzura of the bias v'keil of love, it is one thing. The Oroin is part of the bias. At the end of the day, the bias serves as a mokum ashor sashkina. It would seem the Rambam doesn't hold of this word, the Ramban, that there's a separate mitzvah of the Oroin for the luchos. So that's the machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban. Be'ikr the lishitosa is lishitosem. And again, what we're saying from the Menoris would bring up the thought process that we just described according to the Ramban. What's interesting is, in support of the Rambam, there's what's called the Medrash HaGadol. Medrash HaGadol is a collection of Medrashim that were in manuscript form. That was the Medrashim that the Taimonim had. It was published only recently. There's some controversy if the Rambam had. Sometimes there are pieces of Rambam that would seem to have a source in Medrash HaGadol as opposed to any place else in Divrei Chazal. And sometimes you see the Rambam clearly didn't have that was written in the Medrash HaGadol. Over here, there happens to be the Medrash HaGadol in Parshas Truma says that there are 7 Klei HaMikdash. And he lists off Kior Kanoi, that's 2, Mizbeach with the Kevish, interesting, he calls that 2 Kelim, Shulchan Menorah Mizbech Hazov, again, Kior Kanoi Mizbeach, Kevish Shulchan Menorah Mizbeach Hazov, that's 7. He skips the Oroin. So it seems that the Oroin is not part of the bias v'kelov. That would be l'chayra, support of the Rambam. That even if you look at the mitzvah as the bias v'kelov, it's not part of the kelov. According to Ramban, you don't need this medrash HaGadol, because according to Ramban, there's a different point. There's the mokum ashuras hashchina, and then there's the Oroin is kaveh, a separate mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi, because it has a separate mashmos b'fnei atzmoi. According to the Rambam, you have to know why the Rambam doesn't count it as part of the mitzvah of building the bias v'kelov. So that you'll have to say medrash HaGadol. There's a deeper level of significance in this medrash HaGadol based on a Zohar HaKadosh that Yitzchak Hashem will describe in the next year.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office at thehalachacenter.org.